Welcome back to The Average Viewer. I'm your host, JP, an average viewer just like you. This week, I'm joined by Callie Hughes, another average viewer just like you. Callie enjoys watching films in her free time and working with film as a media studies major in college with the goal of producing. We'll be discussing the recent film, I Care A Lot, by director Jay Blakeson. I Care A Lot is a crime comedy about a court-ordered guardian for the elderly who defrauds her wards of their wealth until she attempts to defraud the wrong woman. This results in an ensuing war between the main character, Marla Grayson, played by Rosamund Pike, and drug lord, Roman Lunyov, played by Peter Dinklage. What was released in September 2020, I Care A Lot went relatively unnoticed in theaters by the general audience because of the pandemic. It recently became available on Netflix, quickly jumping to the top 10 list. Additionally, Rosamund Pike received the Golden Globe for Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical for this role. As always, key parts of any film are the story and the acting and cinematography that tell the story. As far as acting goes, a cast that includes Rosamund Pike and Peter Dinklage is bound to be both entertaining and well done. Clearly, Rosamund Pike's performance caught the attention of critics and landed her the Golden Globe last week. She did an amazing job playing a very unlikable character by allowing us to disagree with her choices, but respect her at the same time. Peter Dinklage also delivered a strong performance that was comical, but still created a feeling of intimidation we would expect from a drug lord. Additionally, this is the second appearance Diane Wiest has made in major films this past year. She starred alongside Meryl Streep in the film Let Them All Talk, and did a great job of playing an old but spunky woman in I Care A Lot.
I definitely agree that the acting was stellar, but I was disappointed by the character of Marla Grayson. Again, we have a film with a, quote, strong female lead. There's already an issue in the film, TV, and writing industries where we have to qualify a female character with the term strong when we don't have to with men. But my main issue is that Marla Grayson is anything but feminine. To me, she was a male villain in a female body. The only time I saw her using her femininity was whenever she presented herself to the judge in court and played up the traditional female qualities of kindness and the desire to nurture. Some have said this character is a new take on the femme fatale, but I believe a truly new rendition of this archetype would involve a woman that approaches these crimes from a feminine perspective. I'm not trying to say men and women always handle things completely differently, but I would like film to acknowledge that women have different methods of communication and manipulation than men. That being said, I think she deserved the Golden Globe by playing this character successfully. I just would have liked the character she had to play to be a truly female lead.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that opinion. I also found it hard to buy in for any character in the story. Overall, they're all too irredeemable, vile, and manipulative that it's hard to root for any one of them, especially for Pike's character, who the audience is supposed to root for. Now, the concept of the story is very intriguing, but I think the film will not continue to do well at the award ceremonies for a few reasons. For one, I think the subject matter was not handled as well as it could have been. Elder abuse has become a hot topic in recent years, as more and more instances of care homes and caretakers taking advantage of their elderly clients have come to light. That means that while making a movie on this current issue might spark interest among audiences, it might make them rather uncomfortable. I had some family friends a little while ago that got into a legal proceeding because their grandfather came back from a senior care facility with bruises and broken bones everywhere. So I was definitely able to believe the darker side of elder care. I feel that for my parents' generation, this will be a difficult film to watch, since many of them are having to make decisions about care for their own elderly parents. The issue of elder abuse is pretty serious and difficult to make a true comedy about. Additionally, some other parts of the movie were rather unrealistic. Having a legal guardian become an almost Jason Bourne-esque character was a little weird, especially since this occurred more than halfway through the movie. Overall, there were a lot of aspects in the last third of the movie that came across as unrealistic and almost borderline impossible.
Yeah, the crazy things that happened throughout the movie definitely held my attention and were comical at some points, but I found myself cringing at some scenes and laughing at others that I don't think were intended to be funny. I think the story concept is very intriguing, just poorly executed. The main issue I have with the story is the anti-feminist message the film unintentionally created. Marla Grayson states on multiple occasions how much she truly despises men. Not only does she only work with women in her business, but she is also a lesbian. This means that she has rejected men in every sense. All of the problems she creates in the movie are the direct result of her hatred for men. Not only does this play into the false stereotype that feminists hate men and seek to destroy them, but it also makes the story fall a little flat. One can completely understand Roman Lunyov's stake in the plot and his motivation. I won't say what to avoid spoilers. But Marla seems to be only her love for money and hatred for men. It also threatens the concept of a strong female lead by making her seem petty and cold. If Jay Blakeson could have added more depth and a motive for the main character that was more relatable for all people, feminists and non-feminists, we would have heard about this movie a lot more before its release on streaming services. The writing is pretty rough. The thing that shocked me most about Rosamund Pike's Golden Globe win was the fact that she could get such a prestigious award despite such poor writing. I guess that speaks to how great of an actress she is. The problem with the writing is that the entire plot and themes of the film are entirely dependent on the dialogue. A good film utilizes all aspects: acting, cinematography, setting, etc. A film that relies on dialogue is amateur and falls flat in most circumstances.
Not only did the script fall flat, but as far as cinematography goes, there wasn't really anything new or notable about this particular film. Everything was pretty standard. And while that's not a bad thing, it's not a good thing either.
Overall, I would recommend the film to someone who is seeking to see something interesting and fun, but not to someone who is hoping to watch peak cinema. My rating is a 1 out of 5, solely for the performances by Rosamund Pike, Peter Dinklage, and Diane Wiest.
The end message of the story, then, is that evil wins in a system that is blind to the evil within. I think there is a lot of opportunity for the writers and producers to make a more full critique of the shortcomings in a capitalist system than what was seen in the movie. However, it felt like the effort was split unproportionately between this and just making a flashy movie. Overall, I'd give it a 1.5 out of 5. I think viewers could still very much enjoy the movie. However, there's much to be desired in terms of resolution. Viewers may come out of the watching only able to talk about how much they hated the characters in the ending. In summary, feel free to pass on this movie. Thanks for listening. See you next time.